You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Business success. Today we are speaking with Charles Botchway, CEO of Madison Street Capital, an international investment banking firm. Charles, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me on, Eric.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Now, for starters, can you explain how Madison Street Capital helps businesses?
Yes. Our core business is mergers and acquisitions and corporate finance. And essentially what that means is we help companies who've grown their companies and want to exit and cash out, do that. We help companies who are trying to grow through acquisitions, find targets, vet them out, and successfully complete those transactions. And we help companies who are in a growth phase and are looking for capital to grow or sustain their businesses to find those funds and continue their operations. Essentially, that's what we do, but we take it a step further in that when we meet with prospective clients, we take an approach that we want to make sure that the client's a little bit better off for having met us, whether they do business or not with us. So we challenge them. We ask them the tough questions about what their vision is, what their strategic plans are, how they're executing those plans, what pieces they need to put in place, and what they have and don't have in place to make sure that those plans become a reality. And we make sure that, you know, they get the cold hard facts, because as you know, most small business entrepreneurs don't really have people who tell them like it is. Their employees will usually tell them what they want to hear, are afraid to give them bad news or tell them when they're not really doing the job right. And we make it a point to lay all those things out for them so that when they make decisions, they can make it with all the facts in front of them.
If you would, tell us about a recent Madison Street Capital success story for the listeners.
Sure. The one that stands out in mind is not, you know, didn't happen in the last few months, but I think it's a good story. We had a client, a manufacturer in Ohio, father and his three sons, you know, running a significantly large manufacturing facility, approach us because they needed capital to grow and expand their business. They had taken a few lumps over the course of the slowdown in the economy, and their bank was refusing to continue to work with them. In fact, the bank had asked them to go find somebody else to provide them with their credit facilities. While we're in the process of working with them, the dad, who hadn't taken a day off in, gosh, probably 5 or 6 years, decided to listen to his wife, take a day off, and spend some time at home. He was in his backyard trimming trees, had a tree fall on him, and he died in the process. His sons, you know, through their grief, stepped up, worked with us closely. We got them a new banking relationship, a new facility to help them work through their challenges. And over the course of 6 months to a year after they got that facility, they've almost managed to double the business in size. And we think that's a really inspirational story. It's good for our guys here to, you know, work with clients through those kinds of challenging times and see them successfully pull through it. And you know, that's why we do our work. Things like that.
It certainly makes sense. Got to be proud of that. Now, what is the biggest challenge your clients face, and how do you advise them through these challenges?
Well, typically, because we work in the lower end of the middle market, you'll find that most, you know, entrepreneurs, try to minimize what they show as income on their profit and loss statements and their tax returns to try and minimize their tax burden. And ultimately, it makes the company look terrible on paper, although it may not necessarily be the case. And what we try to tell, you know, entrepreneurs is, you know, make sure that if your company is doing well, it's profitable, you show some of that profit or all of it, because when the time comes where you want to grow or you want to exit, those things are going to matter. We try to, you know, let them know that it's important to manage by the numbers, to make sure you're monitoring everything that you know, all the key metrics in the company to have the facts and the figures. So as I said earlier, it makes it easier to make intelligent decisions.
Today we are joined by Charles Botchway, CEO of Madison Street Capital, an international investment banking firm, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Charles, what are some financial trends in business to watch for in the coming year in 2016?
You know, the overall global economy has been relatively flat over the last couple of years. The growth hasn't been significant really anywhere except for a few spots in the emerging markets. So what that's caused is that it's been very difficult for most companies to grow organically unless you're in the tech world. And so a lot of those companies are growing through acquisitions. And we think that's going to continue, you know, for the next year at least. Where companies are going to look for, you know, like companies in their industry or companies that may be in adjunct industries that could help them expand their operations. And so we think, you know, M&A activity is going to continue to be strong going into 2016. And it gives, you know, our clients an opportunity either to grow themselves or if they're in the market looking for an exit, an opportunity to find maybe a larger suitor to sell themselves to facilitate those transactions.
Lastly, what is one piece of advice that you'd like to share with our entrepreneurs tuning in today?
I think the most important thing for any entrepreneur day one is to manage their business for value. You know, CEOs of publicly traded companies are held to account for managing for value. Their quarterly earnings calls are all designed to let the investors and the reporters understand that what they're doing to increase shareholder value. Well, with the public companies, they've got millions and millions of shareholders. With the entrepreneurs, usually they're one or two shareholders. So managing for value is actually more important in that entrepreneurial situation than it is at the public company level. So it's really important that entrepreneurs understand what the value drivers are in their business and how they can influence those drivers to make sure they're maximizing the value in their businesses as they grow.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you today. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Madison Street Capital online.
Our website is www.madisonstreetcapital.com, or we can be reached via telephone 312-529-7000.
Charles, once again, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to the opportunity of speaking with you again right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Charles Botchway, CEO of Madison Street Capital, an international investment banking firm. And once again, for more information, it's madisonstreetcapital.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.